Welcome to day two of my five-part training series, which has been created to show you how to add a new line of revenue to your business by integrating a podcast marketing funnel, allowing you to elevate your brand and attract those high-quality leads that we all want. If you're just joining me, make sure to jump back to episode 247 to listen from the beginning. In this second episode, we're going to discuss how to set up your podcast for profit by mastering the two types of funnels used to attract and convert your ideal customers. Here we go. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch pro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Well, hey you, and welcome back to No BS Business School. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield, and it's great to have you back. Welcome to episode number 248, and this is the second episode in my five-part series. And if you're just joining me now, and this is the first one you're hearing, then make sure you go back to episode 247 so you can start from the beginning and get everything that I covered before about adding a new line of revenue to your business with a podcast marketing and sales funnel. If you listen to that episode, it will make a lot more sense what I'm talking about today. There's also a workbook that goes along with this series. And if you head over to janditchfield.co/pod, you can grab it there. So yesterday in episode 247, we talked about why your business needs a podcast and the surprisingly little competition there is for women in the podcasting space versus other marketing channels. And I'm looking right at you, Instagram. And today we're going to jump into talking about mastering the two types of funnels used to attract and convert your ideal customers using your podcast. Now, don't forget that I'm hosting a live Q&A session on Zoom this week. And if you're listening to this in real time, you can find all the details and register for it at janditchfield.co/pod. Come hang out with me on Zoom and I will answer all of your questions and help you shape your strategy. Okay, let's jump into it and talk about funnels. Funnels can be a really overwhelming term, especially in the online space, where they tend to be filled with a lot of really confusing messages and tripwires. But for this conversation, I just want you to think about a funnel as the decision-making process that someone goes on in order to go from listener to customer. It's all about guiding your audience through that process, step by step, until they're ready to take action and make a purchase. And I've said it before on the show, and I'll say it again, but when I'm talking about a funnel, it looks exactly like that thing that we probably have left in our drawer somewhere from our mom's Tupperware party from 1972. It is a funnel. It's wide on the top and really narrow on the bottom, and there are stages within that that people need to go through to exit the funnel. And when we're using a podcast to drive new revenue into our business, we have an advantage here on this platform that we don't necessarily have on short form content platforms. And that's how we're able to use our expertise to become the go-to guide for our dream customer. Now, what I'm teaching you here today comes directly from my new course, Podcast Profit Playbook, which is your step-by-step critical path to setting up and launching a highly profitable podcast sales and marketing funnel. And this isn't a typical online course with videos and downloads. It's a plug-and-play strategy where you just follow the prompts and set up the funnels within it step by step. The entire course is housed in Airtable, and if you've taken my program Profit Formula, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when I say plug-and-play strategy. It is magical. Doors are officially open as of today, and you can check it out at janditchfield.co/playbook. And I'll link all of that in the show notes for you as well. There are two specific funnels that we want to set up when it comes to learning how to drive revenue from your podcast. The first one is what I call the listener acquisition funnel. And this is where we attract our dream listeners into our world, making them aware of our show and creating loyal fans of the podcast. And the second funnel is your customer acquisition funnel. And this is where we inspire our listeners to become customers. And these two funnels sit on top of each other. Picture it as two little funnels balancing on each other's tips. And before we launch a podcast, or if you have one and you want to tweak it to start actually driving revenue from your show into your business, you need to master the first funnel, the customer acquisition funnel, or else you'll be talking to crickets for a while and sales definitely will not follow. So let's start with this one first. Before we do anything, as I always teach, no matter what I'm teaching in business, we have to start by defining the problem that we solve. And the same thing is true when it comes to putting your podcast out into the world. What is the problem that you solve within your business? Because that is what we're going to use to leverage all of the decisions that you're going to make when it comes to setting up your listener acquisition funnel. If you don't know that, or you haven't been able to define that, then there's no connection between your business and the marketing channel. And without that connection, we can't put people into the funnels to help them make decisions to work with us, because they have no reason to be motivated to step into it in the first place. They will just go and find somebody else who very clearly understands the problem that they're facing and can help to solve it. So problem first in every single thing you do in business. Then solution comes after that. Your listener acquisition funnel is made up of 5 specific things that fall into 4 categories. The top of your funnel, which is the widest part of your funnel, is step 1, and this is your audience. This is where you identify who your audience is so that we know what we're doing with every other stage after that. The first step in defining your audience is understanding what your listener avatar is. And a listener avatar is like your podcast best friend. This is the person that you're speaking directly to with every single episode, and it's no different than your avatar for your business with your ICA, your ideal customer avatar. Same concept, we've just done it on a different platform. We are out there trying to attract that perfect person into our world who has the problem that we can solve. And if you don't have that dialed in, it's going to become very difficult to make any of the other decisions that you need to make that have to do with your brand, your format, your content, because we don't know who we're talking to. So define that listener avatar from the start. The next step underneath knowing who your audience is getting really clear on your niche. Niching down on your podcast is your secret sauce to your success. And just like in business, the more niche you get, the faster your success comes. And yes, you might have a smaller pool of potential listeners, but the people who do tune in will be highly engaged and likely resonate so deeply with your content that sales will become pretty easy for you. I'm actually planning on even niching my show, No BS Business School, down even further to just start talking about some very specific things, because I want to be known as the expert on those topics. So the more you can position yourself as the expert in your niche, the faster it is to scale that success. Now, the next stage of your listener acquisition funnel, which is now stage 2, your little second step, this is your brand and your format. And these are all the things that we are putting out into the world to attract that ideal listener to us. So all of the decisions we make in here should be based off of who is that ideal listener. And your brand is going to consist of the name of your show, the image that you use to promote your show, the SEO that you put into the show, that's going to be your show description, your show notes, the titles of your episode. And SEO functions very differently on podcasts than it does on other platforms. And it's one of the reasons why inside of my new program, Podcast Profit Playbook, I actually have included ChatGPT prompts to help you find the right words for your niche and your audience so you can really optimize all of this. It is like fast tracking you to listeners. Your brand is also going to include your show description and then your intro and your outro as well. Because when people are scrolling and looking on their podcast players, which is a search engine, it operates the same way that Google does. People go to it and type in questions and words and look for things to pop up that they can listen to get the answers that they're seeking. We want to make sure that we've really dialed in on the front end of all of that information, So that if people click and listen to the first 20 seconds or so of your podcast, they stick around. So your intro and your outro need to speak to that. And then the decisions you make with your format, which is the actual like setup of the show and how you're going to record it and what type of recordings you do on it. This again needs to align with your ideal audience. And this is going to include things like your recording and releasing schedule. So what days do you actually release on? How often every week are you releasing? How long are the episodes that you put out? Which also matters back to your ideal listener, because we want to design our show to fit into their daily life, like I talked about yesterday. So for me, because I know that the majority of my women listen to my show when they're doing school drop-off or school pickup, or they are putting on their makeup in the morning, or they're maybe trying to sneak in a walk in the middle of their day, I try to time my episodes to fit into what they're doing in that moment. So they can listen to the entire thing or as much of it as possible before they have to turn it off, and probably won't get a chance to go back and listen to the rest of it. So your format matters a lot more than people say. It also is going to come down to the types of episodes that you record for your show. Are you going to do solo episodes where it's just you talking to the mic? Guest episodes where you bring people on and interview them? Are you going to do interactive style episodes where you are taking Q&As or you're bringing people on and you're helping them in real time with a problem they might be having? It's where you get to show off a bit, to be quite honest. Or are you going to do a hybrid of all of them? Because that format is then going to shape the content strategy you use, which will align with what's the sales strategy going to be. Now, moving down our funnel, our listener acquisition funnel, the third step is your content. Now, I'm going to go into detail on episode 249 about content, which is tomorrow's. So I'm just going to kind of lightly touch on it here. But tomorrow, if you come back and listen, I'm going to talk about how to craft content that aligns to sales and the strategies that I use on my own show and why I would like you to swipe them and use them on yours as well. So your content is going to include the actual strategy you approach your show with, the type of ideas that you come up with, so what you're actually talking about on the show, how you name those episodes, how you structure your show notes, and then how to outline solo episodes versus guest episodes versus those interactive style episodes. And again, if you're like, oh my gosh, Jan, overwhelm, I have your back, because I've also included prompts for all of this inside of the Podcast Profit Playbook. It's going to help you create the best ideas, the best episodes, the best show notes that are all SEO jammed so that the algorithm and organic marketing will become your BFF. There is no gatekeeping in podcasting. Again, I'm looking at you, Instagram. And then the last part of your funnel, which is your listener acquisition funnel, has to do with your website. And I know you're like, website, what does that have to do with podcasting? A lot. And this is very overlooked. And this is how you have your podcast integrated with your website, which is your business's calling card. And we want to be driving people from the podcast to the website. So how you have your podcast page set up, how your blog posts are written, how your podcast is embedded into that blog, how your homepage promotes your podcast, all of those things matter, because we don't want to be pushing people to other people's platforms. It's the same as what I've always taught, if you've been listening to me for a long time, about why I'm not a fan of Etsy. Drive them to your site, because this is where you sell from. It's where people, if you've optimized it correctly, and if you listen to my show, I know you have, it's where people will hang out. They'll go deeper into your funnel. And it's the first step of moving them from listener to customer. So without that, we can't do much. Now, in between our listener acquisition funnel and all of these things we need to decide before we launch the show, there comes the podcast in the middle. And the podcast is a completely different kettle of fish. There's the tech, there's the recording, there's the editing. I'm not going to talk about that in the series, but I do cover it in depth in my new course. And there's an amazing bonus if you join it of actually having a professionally done for you intro and outro for free. Seriously, go check it out. Like, this course is mind-blowing how much is in it and how easy it is to execute. JanDitchfield.co/playbook. You're going to love it. So underneath the podcast, after we've launched it, is where the second funnel comes. And that is our customer acquisition funnel. And a customer acquisition funnel is a sales funnel. So it doesn't operate much differently than any other sales funnel, except for the fact that it's inverted. If you check out my social media today, you'll see the funnel there because it's my post of the day. So you can get an idea of what it looks like. Because I know sometimes it's hard on the podcast to talk about something really visual. So head over to janditchfield.co on Instagram and you will see these two funnels there in living color. So the top of the funnel is where we create awareness. And awareness is our marketing efforts. As in, we are trying to get people to listen to the show. We've done it. We've built it for you. We have put it all together. We've recorded these amazing episodes. Our sound is fantastic. We're having it edited, so we're not having to waste our time mucking about in platforms. And we can get focused on what we're here to do, which is make sales happen for the business and help the people we're meant to serve. There is a different algorithm again with podcasting than there is with other types of content. And it's a much longer algorithm. So there's a certain way that you want to market and release your shows to take advantage of that. And it's called the 80% rule. So 80% of your downloads for your show are going to come within the first 72-hour window of the show. Full graphic for this inside the program. Lots of detail on how to do it. But that 80% rule is what you need to get dialed in on, which means you have to talk about your podcast episodes more than one time a week. And now the glorious thing again is that podcast episodes live as evergreen content. So if someone listens to one episode, odds are they are going to listen to more. And when we get that binge listening happening on the episode, it drives up our downloads, triggers the algorithm, and it shows us to more people as well. It is not as frustrating as the other algorithm that we all love to hate. So from awareness, we're going to move down to the next level, which is creating interest. And this is where we are actually inviting our listeners into the show. And we're going to do that through things like ads, promoting freebies, running workshop series like what I'm doing here, doing those interactive style episodes where you're bringing people on and helping them in real time. You're answering FAQs, you have Q&A episodes, and then there's also another strategy that you can use called a limited series podcast. These are all really great ways to invite people into the world, your world, create interest, and start converting them into leads because they need to opt in to get more information. And that's the secret sauce of all of everything I'm teaching here is the opt-in. Because it's the same, getting someone to go from a listener to becoming somebody on your email list who have identified that they're really interested in what you're talking about, that's where we can start talking to them and having sales conversations beyond the podcast. And then the third stage of the customer acquisition funnel is where you create decisions. You help them to make a decision. And that decision is going to include things like how you design your opt-in pages for those freebies and for those things that you're sending people to, how you're setting up your discovery call bookings, like any call to actions that you're doing directly off of the show, the sales sequences that you have in your emails. So if they download something, what's the follow-up that comes from there? If people are booking with you to come on the show, what does that booking link look like? And what's that intake form? How have you laid it out? Again, all of this is covered in the playbook. The prompts are there. The frameworks are there. You just plug and play. And the last stage of your funnel is where you create action. This is where the sales happen. And this is going to include things like your call to actions. So understanding what the right call to actions are to be running off a podcast, where to place them, how often to do it, how to seed and sell effectively so it doesn't feel like you're being sold to when you listen, how to design sales pages that convert, and how to get ratings and reviews. Now, you'll hear a lot of people talk about ratings and reviews on podcasts and being like, it really doesn't matter. It's not a big deal when it comes to actually like getting more listeners, but it's a huge deal when it comes to getting more customers, because social proof is king or queen in this case. And the more people are like, we love that podcast and we love the information and we love the host and the ratings and reviews that we can get even beyond there, like Google, Facebook, Yelp, all of that goes back to helping to position you as the expert you already are and becomes a decision-making tip over. And that is what converts people from going from being a listener to actually taking action and becoming a customer. Again, I know that was a lot. So if you head over to jenditchfield.co/pod, grab the workbook there, get yourself booked in with me for that Q&A that I'm running this week. I can help you dial this funnel in and talk to you in more detail about where things go. Or you can head over to jenditchfield.co/playbook, grab my new free course where I have written all of this for you. All the prompts are done. All of the worksheets are there. Everything you need is already there to follow. You can just go along and do it, put it into action, and you will have a podcast up and running with two very highly successful funnels at the beginning and at the end. Our listener acquisition funnel and our customer acquisition funnel. It's podulous. That was a very terrible pun and I apologize. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Tomorrow, like I mentioned before, we're going to be jumping into episode number 249 and talking about content creation. Specifically, the secrets to crafting podcast episodes that drive sales and how to create those compelling messages that speak directly to the heart of your audience and convert your listeners into customers. So I'll go into detail about the two strategies you can use, how to come up with really great content ideas, and then how to name your shows so that people, as they're scrolling that lovely little app, whatever they're listening on, stop and see your content and subscribe and fall right into your funnels and hopefully into your world from there. Thank you for spending your time with me this week on the podcast workshop series, where we're covering 5 days to increase your business revenue with a podcast. We've got 3 more episodes coming up, and I think you're going to love them. And I hope you've been enjoying this. If you have, send me a DM and let me know. I always love hearing from you. And until tomorrow, stay resilient, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at jenditchfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.